All is in divine order, and mean it. All is in divine order, and mean it. We make statements, and we make them from time to time because we believe in it. We make statements because we believe these statements are a configuration of truth. We're like saying 2 times 2 is 4. It leads us to the realization that 2 times 2 is 4. And when we come to that realization, then we use it in a wider scope of ideas and a wider scope of concepts. And it is very, very wonderful, very positive, very, very magnificent. But can you say, I'm whole and perfect and mean it? Can you say, all is in divine order and mean it? It's so easy for us to go around saying one thing and meaning another thing. It's so easy for us to go around saying, okay, I believe that if I speak my word, it is going to bring about a result. And I say, all is in harmony in my world. And there's an inharmonious event going on in my world. The inharmonious event is with one of my associates. And one of my associates is saying to me, you can't do that. You can't do that. You should do this. You should do that. You should go on. And for instance, they might say, I think that you should write another article. I think you should prepare another talk. I think you should talk on a little more positive vein. I think you should express yourself in this way or that way. Now, when this happens, we sort of get riled up inside. I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to do it my way. And then all we do is we're irritated. We try to do it their way because they asked, because that's what we really want to do. And we complain that we want to do it our way because we feel that our way is the way that we should be doing it. And what happens? What happens when we do that? We get ourselves all out of order. We get ourselves all in confusion. And the reason that we get into confusion is that we are attempting to go contrary to what something inside of us says that we should do. Now, what is something inside of you that says what you should do? What is something inside of you that says how you should act, how you should live, how you should be yourself? What is this something inside of yourself that says that? How do you respond to something like that? How do you think about that? Well, there's always a little irritation. There's always a little frustration. There's always a lot of inharmony and feeling and unjust activities going on. And then if we could just settle back and say, okay, there's a right way to do this and a wrong way to do it. There's a happy way to do it and there's an unhappy way to do it. There's a way to do this that's going to fulfill what I want to accomplish by doing it, and there's a way that won't fulfill what I want to accomplish by doing it. And you don't want to not fulfill what your accomplishment is for doing it. You don't want to go contrary to yourself, but you do just out of slight irritation. So, when you can start balancing yourself by saying, all is in divine order, and I mean it. All is in divine order, and I mean it. All is in divine order, and I mean it. Now, that sort of frustrates us at first. It sort of frustrates us to think that we're doing what somebody else wants us to do. We're not doing what we want to do. We're doing what somebody else is trying to force us to do and encourage us to do, not what we really want to do. And then, when we start saying all is in divine order, then we realize, at least we start to realize, that we are doing things that we want to do. We're doing things the way we like to do it. We're doing things in such a way that all is in divine order. Now, Anita is a good example of this. Anita is working along, and Anita thinks, oh, I must hurry. I must rush to get this done and get that done and get the other thing done. And as she's doing that, she's feeling frustrated. As she's doing that, she's feeling that she's not doing what she wants to do. She's doing what other people want her to do. And she is a unique person, a special person who sets her own path and follows it. And when she follows it, she is in perfect harmony. But when she doesn't, then things get out of balance for her. And she says to me, I wanted to do this, and I wanted to do that, and I wanted to do the other thing, but I just didn't have time. And I said, Anita, here at the University of Healing, you have one responsibility, to be yourself and have fun. Now, if you set a task for yourself that you're going to take the tractor and go around and level the beautiful roads around the campus here, then do it. But don't think, I must do it, and I have to do it so perfectly, and I have to do it so wonderfully, so fantastically. You do it because it's a joy to do it. You let the tractor worry about how it's going to be done. You just guide the tractor in its activity. And as you guide the tractor in its activity, what happens? Everything works out in divine order. And so you just do whatever it is that you feel like doing. And when you start saying, all is in divine order, say this to yourself as you're driving the tractor. Say this to yourself as you're doing any task you set for yourself to do. You'll find that all of the tension, all the anxiety, and all the desire to have it immediately done is gone. I tell Anita, and I tell Ellen, and I tell everybody who comes to the campus, you do not have to do anything. Whatever you do, it's what you choose to do. And you choose to do it because it's a joy to do it. It's because it's something to do, some activity to participate in. And if you don't want to do something, just don't do it. And you say, well, what if it's putting my clothes away? What if it's being orderly about the household effects for concerning other people? Well, you do what's right for you. When you feel that you're happy doing whatever you're doing, then all is in divine order. When you are being yourself and having fun, you are living in that divine order and you are meaning it, because that's what your real nature is. That's what your real self is, and that's the only self that counts. With this, Anita goes through all the activities that she does here on campus. And she just flies through the things that she does. I say, Anita, how can you do so many things? How can you get involved in so many things? Anita, you don't have to do those things. You don't have to do those things. Those are tasks that you set for yourself. Those are tasks that it's okay. You don't have to do it. Nobody is expecting you to do it. We love you when we do it. We love you when we see that you're doing these things and you're having fun doing it. But when you're doing it because you feel you must get it done, or it's a task that has a time space on it, that's no fun for anybody. There's no fun for you. It's no fun for me. It's no fun for anybody. Just be yourself and have fun. And if you don't feel like doing something, do something else. Or do nothing. To sit out, to go for a swim. We have a wonderful swimming pool here, and it's only used a little bit now and then. But go out there and spend a little time out there. Anita comes in from her tractor work, and her shoulders, bare shoulders are out, and her head is out, and her legs are a little bit out, and she's got the most glorious tan that you could ever imagine. And when she goes back to visit her mom next month to see her in Switzerland, she's going to look as though she has just come from the Riviera, where she has been living on the beach. And in Anita's mind, she has been. Because all the things she does because it's all in divine order for her. When you and I set our pattern for life, our program for life, our desire for life, and say, all is in divine order, then you can be sure that we're doing some pretty, pretty spectacular things. And these spectacular things that we're doing are things that are making us feel very content, making us feel very wonderful, making us feel very happy about ourselves and everything else, making us feel just wonderful in everything we do. And we don't have to do anything. We do it because we delight in it. We do it because it makes us feel that all is good and very good. And of course, that's the only way to feel, isn't it? To know that all is good and very good. And when you feel that all is good and very good, you feel that everything you're doing is worthwhile. You feel that everything you're saying is worthwhile. You feel that everything you're thinking is fantastic, and everything you're knowing is just utterly amazing, because that's all that matters. That's all that matters to you or to anyone else. And when you know that, then you are the happiest person that you could ever imagine yourself being. All is in divine order, and mean it. Say that again and again and again. All is in divine order, and mean it. And as you say it, watch the fact that when you say all is in divine order, every dream that you have, every desire that you have is manifest in your life in some beautiful way, and you are doing something fantastic. So just know that for yourself now. Know that in all that you do, all is in divine order now. 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 And mean it. And as you say it and mean it, wow, what great joy manifests in your life. What great love and truth and goodness manifests in your life. Because that's all that matters, really. That's all that matters. And when you have all that matters in your life, you are the most joyous, happy, fantastic person that can be ever seen, known, or experienced on the face of the earth. Enjoy it today, know it today, be it today, and then love it today, because that's what's going on in your world. No, I love you. I love you. I love you. And as you know it,